Well, you know, it's one of those things where I would say not everything like that is automatically, that's a demon. Because, you know, some people kind of jump the gun on that. And, you know, they automatically label it as that. Now, while we already talked about the fact that demons can influence, you know, things that happen in life. We talked about that, the book of Job. That's not to say that because someone has a multiple personality disorder or dissociative disorder, you know, that's a demon influencing their mind. Because let's face it, there's lots of people who have mental health issues that you cannot say, oh, that's a demon. It can be a simple thing as a chemical imbalance. It can be things that have affected them in their lives, trauma, different things like that. So to automatically slap the label of, oh, that's demons, that's not the right way to go. So what I would say instead is test every single thing. You know, 1 John 4:1 says this, to test every spirit to see whether it is from God. I mean, if it is demonic in any sense of the word, basically they're going to fail the test to be able to say Jesus is Lord. You know, that's what scripture says. You know, no person is able to basically say Jesus is Lord and mean it, you know, and not be saved. I mean, like, it's just impossible for them to do that. Likewise, it's impossible for a person who's saved to say Jesus is not Lord. That's what scripture is basically saying. So even if they have some kind of split thing going on, there's nothing within them that, if they are a saved individual, there's nothing in them that will prompt them to say Jesus is not Lord.
Yeah.
Because the spirit's in them. So it's not like the spirit and something else can reside in the same place.
Exactly. And I know at the same time, we definitely see value in counselors and having good wisdom, so on and so forth, even everything from like marriage counseling to something when you're dealing with a situation like this. But at the same time, we want to make sure too that we're always using discernment, like you alluded to, especially if we're not going to a Christian counselor, because how could someone give Christian advice when they're not even thinking in that realm or sphere, you know? So that's why we need to use discernment, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And yeah, like you said, Christian counselors is like the key, because let's face it, you know, that there are some positive things a regular counselor will do, but they may advise things that go against scripture.
Yep. Well, this is very true. Interesting perspective.
Yeah. So test it.